Good morning. We continue with our study of Chovos HaLevavos, Shar HaBitachon. In the introduction to Shar HaBitachon, the author of the Chovos HaLevavos highlights some of the benefits that take place to a person who can establish within himself or herself the confidence that's necessary to have Bitachon. And so the first one that the Chovos HaLevavos identifies, he says, you can count on your hands just so many different positive benefits to this confidence that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, and that you believe that that confidence is there, and it will help you. The first point, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos, is that a person who places his bitachon, his trust, and his confidence in Hashem, it gives him the chance to realize that he doesn't need to wonder and worry whom to trust, because he will understand that he doesn't need to rely on anyone. So, as a result, a person is able to go ahead and be honest with people and won't be afraid to tell them the truth. They tell a great story about the shaliach of Mexico City in the late 70s after the Ayatollah Khomeini stepped up to power in Iran and took the hostages that were only later going to be released by Khomeini when Reagan came to become the president of the United States. And at that moment in time, they allowed certain chaplains to go in and visit the different people who were in power. And the shaliach of Mexico City was sent to go and visit the Jewish hostages, the Jewish people. And so when they were there, everyone got up and bowed down to the at the time of prayer with Khomeini, everyone except for the rabbi. And as the story goes, Khomeini wanted to know why the rabbi did not bow. And he said, the rabbi said, tell Khomeini, I only bow to Hashem. I don't speak your language. I don't know to whom I'm bowing to. And if you are indeed a honest religion, then you're bowing only to Hashem. I still don't understand what I'm doing. So rather than be false, I have to observe my God. Khomeini thought very highly of this particular individual, as opposed to the other ministers and the other individuals who had gone to visit their particular religious hostages. And he was and he understood the bitachon that this Rav had inside himself, and he developed a certain sense of honesty and truth and belief within the Jewish people, and their honesty within their religion. Well, all that began because this wonderful Rav was able to have a sense of bitachon about him. That sense of bitachon that I trust only in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that is a trust of lo ira ra ki ata imadi. And as a result, a person who has true bitachon won't be scared of people. He won't be able to be scared. He won't worry about his own wealth, says the author of the Chovos HaLevavos. Which means that when you sit down to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, your focus will be able to be totally on what it is that you want to do when you relate to God. Yes, we do need refuah. Yes, we do need Yeshua. Yes, we hope the market doesn't tank. But each one of those pieces will only be a means of going to serve Hashem, which is really the ultimate goal in having all the things that we daven for in our Shmona Esrei in front of us. It will refocus us on the needs that we have at a moment in time, that we are here to serve Hashem. It's true that a person who is a chemist needs special things in order for him to be able to do the job, but the ingredients that he needs are only as useful to him, not in of themselves, but rather how they are combined in order for the chemist to be able to go ahead and produce the compounds that he needs. The elements alone are important, but they are not the totality if he doesn't see the greater goal. And this, the author of the Chovos HaLevavos says, is one of the things that a Baal Bitachon needs to understand as well. I need the elements, but I don't trust in the elements. I need the ways and means, but I don't trust in the ways and means. I have to keep my eye on the goal. And the goal in life is to be able to have a relationship with Hashem. And so as we are sitting in a period in time where we are walking around asking ourselves just so many different things that we need, how are we going to be able to focus on our tefillah, on our focus, what should we daven for? The first thing we have to do is be boteach, to turn around and daven for bitachon. To daven for that trust in that relationship in Hashem, so that we'll be able to go back and turn around. David HaMelech ends the penitentiary psalm, the David Hashem Ori, with a certain sense of responsibility. Kaveh al Hashem, he says, place your trust and hope in Hashem. Chazak v'yamitz libecha. What will happen as a result is that your own heart will become strengthened. You'll have your own fortitude. And then as a result, v'kave el Hashem, you'll have the fortitude to know and to understand what is important, so that when you bring those requests in front of Hashem, you will come and offer them from a place of strength, not a place of despair. And that, of course, makes the hope even stronger. Yes, may HaKadosh Baruch Hu protect each and every one of us, but may we have that trust that He will protect us and our families, and that we will follow along with the instructions that we are given so that we can trust in our families and be able to go ahead. V'kaveh el Hashem. Have a wonderful and terrific day.